Tackle with Wally G Sports Podcast. This is where sports lives. UEFA has told match officials it is unacceptable and undignified to seek autographs from players after a referee's assistant asked Erling Haaland to sign a red and yellow cards following Borussia Dortmund's Champions League game at Manchester City. Now it's a wonderful day, you know. UEFA officials actually, you know, telling match officials that it is very, very unacceptable and undignified. Yes, for match officials, you know, asking the players in the same match, you know, they just finished officiating, you know, to sign players or sign anything, to sign cards or sign clothes or anything, you know, no matter what the reason is. Because according to what the official said after being interrogated by UEFA, he said it was due to, you know, the charity it was raising funds for a charity organization in Europe. That was why he did that. Yes, no matter the situation, no matter the reason why, UEFA has already told match officials it is unacceptable and undignified, that it should stop. Yes, very quickly, North Korea pulls out of 2020 Olympics over COVID-19 fear. Wow, that's a big one. You know, meanwhile, in this part of the world, people still don't believe COVID-19 exists. Wow, I pray it wouldn't be too late, yes, for us in Africa to believe that COVID-19 actually exists. All right, you're welcome to another fourth episode of Attack with Wallaji. I am Kukola Oluwagbemdebola Michael, also known as Wallaji the Prophet with the Oil of Ghosts and Assist. Very to updates on this weekend's podcast. England will play in front of a crowd of 22,500 for each of their Euro 2020 group matches at Wembley, according to reports. Meanwhile, Gareth Southgate's men are set to face Croatia, Scotland, and the Czech Republic in June's Group D fixtures. Former Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger says offside calls could be automated at the 2022 World Cup in Qatar amid the ongoing criticism of VAR. FA wants 45,000 fans at Wembley for Euro 2020 semi-finals and finals, it has been reported. Meanwhile, Federation President Gabriel Gravina confirms the Italian government will allow fans to roam Euro 2020 games. It's good for the country, not just sports, she said. Leeds center race to sign Manchester City forward Sergio Aguero, as it has been confirmed he will be leaving Manchester City at the end of the season. Meanwhile, the other part of Manchester, Rashford's finishing touch helps Manchester United sink Granada in the Europa League yesterday. Also, Drinkwater targets Chelsea return despite Blues' career being frustrating, according to him. La Liga failed to find evidence that Kala racially abused Jacabi. Meanwhile, Chelsea star Jorginho makes Napoli return admission. Frequently, results from the Champions League and the Europa League. Yes, from the Champions League quarterfinal first leg match played at the Etihad Stadium. Manchester City defeated Borussia Dortmund at home 2-1 with De Bruyne and Phil Foden getting the goals for Manchester City. Meanwhile, Marco Reus made it 18 goals in the Champions League for Borussia Dortmund. Meanwhile, the Estadio Alfredo Di Stefano in Spain, Real Madrid defeated Liverpool 3-1 with Vinicius Junior getting a brace. Meanwhile, Asensio getting the last goal. Meanwhile, Mo Salah got the only consolation goal for Liverpool. And on Wednesday, in the Champions League quarterfinal second stage, yes, Estadio Ramon Sanchez Pizjuan, Porto lost against Chelsea 4-2 at their home stadium. Meanwhile, the Allianz Arena in Germany, Bayern Munich lost 2-3 against Paris Saint-Germain, which makes the second leg, the return leg, all the more interesting. Yes, and to what happened in the Europa League yesterday, Thursday results from the Europa League. At the Estadio Nuevo Los Caminos at Granada, yes, in Spain, Manchester United defeated Granada 0-2. Meanwhile, at the Emirates Stadium, Arsenal played a 1-0 draw against Slavia Praha. And at the Johan Cruyff Arena, Ajax lost 1-2 against Roma. Meanwhile, at the Stadion Maxime, Dinamo Zagreb lost 0-1 against Villarreal. Very quickly to the fixtures today, this evening in the top leagues in Europe. All right, then in England, yes, in the EPL at Club and Cottage, France will be hosting Wolves. Meanwhile, in France in League One, table toppers Lille will be away at Metz by 8. Yes, 8 p.m. GMT. Meanwhile, in Germany, yes, in the German Bundesliga, Arminia Bielefeld will be hosting Freiburg. While in the Jaiga, yes, Elche will be away at West Cavalry too. Updates from the EPL, yes, happening in the EPL. Mikel Arteta insists he has full belief his Arsenal side will still progress in the Europa League after they conceded the last gasp equalizer and the first leg of their quarterfinal clash with Slavia Prague. In the EPL, Mikel Arteta insists he has full belief his Arsenal side will still progress in the Europa League after they considered the last gasp equalizer and the first leg of their quarterfinal clash with Slavia Prague. Meanwhile, Martin Keown says Arsenal players need someone to punch them in the face. That's serious after the dismal display saw them concede an injury time equalizer against Slavia Prague. Yes, meanwhile, Jorginho wants to return to Italy according to his agent, João Santos, who says the Chelsea star is interested in Juventus and Inter Milan. Meanwhile, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta also sent a crucial message to his players by dropping captain Bremik Aubameyang on Thursday night, according to Martin Keown. Chelsea centre-back Antonio Rudiger sent Kepa Arrizabalaga a message after a serious training ground bust-up. Meanwhile, in Manchester, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was delighted with Marcus Rashford and defended Bruno Fernandes after Manchester United took a giant stride towards the Europa League semi-finals by defeating Granada away in Spain. Manchester United legend Paul Scholes says the Red Devils were lucky to be awarded a late penalty during the 2-0 victory over Granada. Meanwhile, also he has said something. He said he's claiming that Dean Henderson is Manchester United's number one goalkeeper, but insists he still needs to do more to prove himself to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Meanwhile, we also said that Manchester United and Chelsea are the two clubs who could afford Borussia Dortmund striker Erling Haaland. Police were forced to intervene after a striker interrupted Manchester United's Europa League clash at Granada. The pitch invader ran on early in the first half, despite the game being played behind closed doors in Spain. It is unclear who he is or why he was in the stadium. Meanwhile, in London, Tottenham are reportedly targeting Southampton centre-back Yannick Vestergaard this summer, with under-pressure boss Jose Mourinho keen to bolster his defence. Swansea are to take a stand against online abuse and discrimination by not posting any social media content for the next 7 days. Meanwhile, in London also, Chelsea flop Danny Drinkwater will try to force his way into Thomas Tuchel's plans next season as he hopes things turn around for his Stamford Bridge career. Kylian Mbappe has reportedly made up his mind that he wants to leave Paris Saint-Germain in order to move to Real Madrid, while Marcos Araujo has vowed to try and persuade Edinson Cavani to swap Manchester United for Argentina Boca Juniors. Frank Lebeuf has played down Chelsea's hopes of winning the Champions League, even though the Blues have set 1 foot in the semi-finals, defeating Porto 2-0. Also, Jimenez may not play again until next season, with the club determined to adopt a prudent approach to their star striker's return. Meanwhile, in Arsenal, Kieran Trippier is good enough to play for Real Madrid and Manchester City, according to former Liverpool midfielder Charlie Adam. Jordan Henderson, Liverpool captain, admits seeing his Liverpool teammates abused on social media has made him consider deleting his account as he revealed a new scheme to combat vile behavior online. John Barnes believes Barcelona's Ousmane Dembele would be a perfect signing for Liverpool this summer, and he's taking to what's happening, yes, this weekend, this fixtures this weekend. On Saturday, yes, Saturday, tomorrow, in the EPL, Pep Guardiola's Manchester City will be hosting Marcelo Bielsa's Leeds United in a fixture that is tagged the master versus the student, with Pep Guardiola saying he went to Marcelo Bielsa's office before taking on the Manchester City job and learnt a lot. Yes, learnt words of wisdom from the Leeds United coach. Yes, in the next feature, Liverpool will be hosting Aston Villa at the Anfield. Yes, at Anfield, and it promises to be a cracker, while Liverpool trying to get, yes, with Liverpool trying to get their season back on track, trying to make it to the top four. Meanwhile, Aston Villa also presently ahead of Arsenal in the top half of the table ahead of Arsenal. So it promises to be a cracker as they try to also break into the European places. Meanwhile, Crystal Palace will be hosting Thomas Tuchel's Chelsea, and it promises to be a cracker. Meanwhile, on Super Sunday, Newcastle United will be away at St. Dyke's Burnley. Meanwhile, resurgent West Ham, yes, it's a Lingard's West Ham United will be hosting Kelechi Iheanacho's Leicester City. Meanwhile, yes, the biggest match for the weekend on Super Sunday is Manchester United, yes, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer boys, away at Outballs, yes, Jose Mourinho's stomping yard. It promises to be a cracker. Meanwhile, the late kickoff pits Arsenal away at bottom club Sheffield United, and it promises to be one to watch out for. As Sheffield United are trying to play their way out of relegation, we will take the win, Sheffield United or Arsenal. And on Monday night football in England in the EPL, West Bromwich Albion will be hosting Southampton. Meanwhile, Everton will be away at Brighton and Overton. And that takes me to what's happening in the Spanish La Liga. Yes, in Spain, Eric Riquelme announces on Massa that he will be a Real Madrid presidential candidate this summer. Meanwhile, Valencia released statement after Cadiz player Juan Cala denies racially abusing Mokhtar Diakabi. Juan Cala, we don't believe you, they said. Neymar's return to Barcelona has been often discussed, but that doesn't mean making it happen is easy. In fact, according to Diario Sport, it's actually very, very difficult. Meanwhile, Philippe Coutinho's injury setback means that the Brazil international is ruled out for the rest of the season and will not reach 100 games with the Blaugrana. Eric Riquelme, the businessman looking to succeed Florentino Perez as Real Madrid president, says he would not have Zinedine Zidane as his head coach. Zidane wouldn't be my coach, he said. Meanwhile, Real Madrid presidential candidate has also promised and vowed to appoint Jurgen Klopp as the club's new manager and also resign Cristiano Ronaldo if he wins the upcoming elections. Meanwhile, the Hazard has been training normally for days now, and it wouldn't be a surprise if he's called up for the El Clasico tomorrow. Karim Benzema says, I think the league is going to go down to the wire because it's very, very competitive. Meanwhile, Yahiga have received the report on the alleged instance of racist abuse during Cadiz clash with Valencia in La Liga on Sunday afternoon, and it's outlined that there was no identifiable racist abuse in the exchange, according to Marca. Antoine Griezmann has become a father for the third time. The name of his newborn child is Alba Griezmann. Meanwhile, Mathieu Laos will be the referee in charge of the El Clasico tomorrow. Yes, the fixtures in the Spanish La Liga. Yes, the biggest fixture we've been waiting for in the world presently this weekend. Yes, Primera División, the Spanish La Liga. Getafe will be hosting Cadiz tomorrow. Early kickoff. Meanwhile, Athletic Club, yes, will be hosting Deportivo Alaves. Levante will be away at Eibar. And the biggest clash of the weekend, arguably the biggest clash of the weekend, and one of the biggest clashes of all time in football, in club football. Yes, it's the derby, it's the El Clasico, with Real Madrid hosting Barcelona. Yes, Barca at home, and it promises to be a cracker. This is something you don't want to miss for the world, and it's gonna happen. And the late kickoff, yes, let's kick off by 8 p.m. GMT. That's 9 p.m. West African time. And on Super Sunday, Villarreal will be hosting Osasuna. Real Sociedad will be away at Valencia. Granada will be away at Real Valladolid. And Real Betis will be hosting table toppers Atletico Madrid, and it promises to be a cracker. And on Monday night football in the Spanish division, Celta de Vigo will be hosting Sevilla. And that takes us to what's happening in Germany. Yes, in Germany, Niklas Süle has torn a muscle in his thigh yesterday, while Leon Goretzka has suffered a tight strain. Both players will almost certainly miss the second leg in Paris next week. Süle is even expected to be out for 2 to 3 weeks. Meanwhile, Bayern Munich manager Hansi Flick looks set to take over as manager of Germany once Joachim Löw steps down after this summer's European Championships. Niklas Süle and Goretzka are expected to miss Bayern's second leg in Paris, as I mentioned earlier. Meanwhile, Borussia Dortmund has asked Barcelona to first pay their debts from Dembele's transfer before negotiating for Erling Haaland. Pay your gbese first before you price another player. Borussia Dortmund tells Barca. And to fixtures, yes, and the German Bundesliga, important fixtures in the German Bundesliga this weekend. Bayern Munich will be hosting Union Berlin on Saturday. Wolfsburg will be away at Eintracht Frankfurt. Meanwhile, Hertha Berlin will be hosting Borussia Mönchengladbach. RB Leipzig, yes, will be away at Werder Bremen. Meanwhile, Borussia Dortmund, yes, will be away at Stuttgart. That's the important, yes, those are the important matches this weekend in the German Bundesliga. And in Italy, yes, in Italian football. And in Italy, Paulo Fonseca praised Roma for their reaction and the comeback win away to Ajax, but also slammed the media for incredible lies about team bus stops. Former Inter Milan striker Gabriel Barbosa agent Wagner Ribeiro has said that his client failed at San Siro because of Mario Icardi and Javier Zanetti. They were jealous, he said. Jorginho's agent confirms the Chelsea midfielder would like to come back to Italy, but his price tag as of today is 50 million euros and is expecting a renewal offer. Meanwhile, Napoli have decided not to purchase Samuel Bakayoko from Chelsea, so a return to France is possible for Paris Saint-Germain or Lyon. Meanwhile, Can Kananoglu has still not agreed a new Milan contract, as it's reported. Inter joined Manchester United, Chelsea and Juventus in chasing the Turkey international. Also, reports from Italy says David Calabria has responded well to the rehabilitation process and the Milan fullback could be back in 10 days. Meanwhile, Milan's Zlatan Ibrahimovic is set to appear in the upcoming Asterix film, cast as a character named Antivirus, alongside Marion Cotillard and Vincent Cassel. According to reports in both Italy and Spain, Juventus could send Alvaro Morata back to Atletico Madrid just 1 year into his loan spell. Meanwhile, Milan will certainly send Diogo Dalot back to Manchester United. So other options are Matthias Vina, LCD Isak and Junior Firpo. Andrea Pirlo has revealed that Juventus president Andrea Melanie, one day in advance of a recent meeting with former coach Massimiliano Allegri. Meanwhile, Fabio Cannavaro insists Juventus will be wrong twice to sack Andrea Pirlo as manager and has backed his former teammates to succeed in Turin despite his disappointing start to life as a coach. Paulo Dybala's girlfriend Oriana Sabatini further fueled reports of an imminent Juventus exit. Turin is boring, there is not much to do here, she says. AC Milan forward Mario Mandzukic has struggled with injuries since his return to Italy, and the Rossoneri are reportedly not planning to renew his contract. And that takes me to the fixtures this Saturday, yes, in the Italian Serie A. Important fixtures in the Italian Serie A. Crotone, yes, will be away at Spezia. Meanwhile, AC Milan, yes, will be away at Parma. Udinese will be hosting Torino. And on Super Sunday, yes, on Super Sunday, Inter Milan will be hosting Cagliari as the seek, yes, to continue their unbeaten run and winning run. Winning streak, 10-match winning streak in the Italian Serie A. Meanwhile, Lazio will be away at Hellas Verona. Juventus, last season's champions, yes, will be hosting Genoa. Meanwhile, Napoli, yes, Victor Osimhen's Napoli will be away at Sampdoria. Roma will be hosting Bologna, while free scoring and high scoring Atlanta will be away at Fiorentina. And very quickly to what's happening in the French League One in France, yes. While there are reports that rumors that Kylian Mbappe has officially informed Paris Saint-Germain that he will not be renewing his contract and wants to join Real Madrid this summer, Mohamed Boufassi has said that Kylian Mbappe and his entourage haven't told anything to PSG about a potential signing for Real Madrid. Meanwhile, Marco Verratti's quarantine will end on Sunday or Monday. Depending on his fitness, a decision will be made on whether he will be available against Bayern. Marcus Camp, very pessimistic about the player's chances of being fit for the Bayern Munich second leg clash. In France, Kylian Navas has explained that he had received signs from the God, yes, from God, that helped him take the decision to depart Real Madrid back in 2019 to join Paris Saint-Germain, and confirmed that Kylian Mbappe speaks good and great Spanish. Thomas Tuchel on Paris Saint-Germain sacking, he says, a conversation that lasted for 2 minutes there was not much left to say, so I got up, I said that he had to sort out the problem, and I left. We got our things together and we went home to celebrate Christmas. Coming to fixtures, yes, in the French League One. This weekend, Strasbourg will be hosting champions Paris Saint-Germain. Meanwhile, Olympique Marseille will be away at Montpellier. That's the important fixture. Yes, meanwhile, Super Sunday, Nice will be hosting Reims. Bordeaux will be away at Saint-Etienne. Monaco, yes, top four hopefuls, top three tight hopefuls. Monaco will be hosting John. Meanwhile, Angers will be away at Memphis Depay, Olympic Lyon. And on the home scene, very quick to what's happening on the home scene in Nigeria. Vice President Oshibajo shuns Sports Festival opening ceremony. Kaduna State unveils plans to host 2022 National Sports Festival. Meanwhile, League Management Committee announces 2020-2021 NPFL mid-season break. Transfer deadline closes in on clubs. Eibar's CAF Confederation Cup struggles continues despite home win. Meanwhile, Sports Festival Team Bayelsa clinch 4 gold medals on day 2. And also during the Sports Festival, National Sports Festival, Team Delta has also been on fire in the past couple of days since the competition has started. Yes, we've come to the end of an amazing episode of this Sport Podcast. A very big thank you to you. Yes, you, an amazing listener, for listening to this Sport Podcast right from the beginning until the very end. And also for sharing and reposting on all social media platforms. And also for keeping yourself informed about the happenings in the world of sports, especially football. You are the real MVP. We are proud of you and can't wait to hear from you through our Gmail. Yes, msticks@gmail.com. And on our social media platforms, on Instagram @Woliji, that's @WOLIII, and on Twitter @Gbemidepola, that's @GBEMIDEPOOLA, and on our Facebook page @AttackleWithWoliji Podcast. Your reviews, thoughts, and any burning question you would like to ask us or want us to treat on the Attackle segment with Woliji is highly welcome. And remember, together we score goals for four. Can I hear you say, it's a goal! Hard Tackle with Woliji. Sports beyond boundaries.